Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is a genuine pleasure to welcome today Executive Director of 211 East with the United Way, John Hoyles. John, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's my pleasure.
People know 911, people know 411. 211 isn't quite as popular or as well known, shall we say. So why don't we start off by you telling us what 211 is?
Sure, you're absolutely right. 211 is not well enough known, and it is a great tool source for citizens anywhere in Lanark, Leeds, Grenville. It's just a great service. And what it is if you don't know where to turn for any kind of community social government service, you just call 211, and we will work with you, our community navigators, to take the calls to get you connected to the right service. And it's really interesting because I think we all know it's a real maze. I don't care, you know, how smart you are, how knowledgeable you are or not. It doesn't matter. To try to get through the maze of which level of government do you go to, you can make 5, 6, 7 phone calls before you finally get to the right place. Instead of bothering with that, call 211 and we'll help you do that.
I think it's really interesting because one of the things that we've heard over the course of probably the last decade is a huge push towards collaboration. And that is a number of organizations coming together to offer services jointly so that they don't need to go and hire people who are skilled in one area and bring it onto their team when those people with those skills already exist. So they start these umbrellas and they have all these multi-organizational groups that come together to provide assistance to people. This to me sounds like it's almost like the ultimate version of that because it's for the average person and they can just dial in and get to where they need to go.
Yeah, exactly. And not only we've realized we have to move with the times. And so we have chat, we have text, you can email us, but it's interesting enough. We're the only organization that does this kind of work where you have a live person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And that's the thing. And when you talk about that, you know, we have 7,500 records of services in Eastern Ontario in our database, and that's our engine. So I have staff that focus on keeping that up to date all the time. And that's a requirement because we are accredited. We have to have an accreditation so that we qualify to do this work. But the really interesting thing is when people call us, Bob, often they think they have problem X. But when you ask them some questions and gently probing, find out it's not problem X, it's problem Y. And so we actually do an assessment. This is not, somebody says to me, John, well, you guys just give out phone numbers. My blood pressure goes up because that's not the case. What we do is we talk to the person, find out what the issue is, and then we will find the best organization that can help them with that challenge and connect them to them. And it's interesting, many times people call and they think they have problem X, but when you talk to them, I'll give you an example, they're calling because they can't pay their hydro. Then we ask a few more questions. Well, it turns out that they're 1 month behind in their rent, so they need some help with that. And there's not going to be enough money to buy food for till the next check comes in. So we may make multiple referrals: one to the hydro program, one maybe to the local community legal aid clinic if they got a problem with the landlord, and then we'll also tell them where the nearest food bank is and how they can get food. So that's the work we do, and we also do what we call warm transfers. If somebody we feel is really reluctant to call themselves for the service, if it's during the hours of that service, we will phone with them and we will advocate for them until we feel they're comfortable with that agency, then we'll back off. The other thing we'll do, if we think the person may be okay, but we're not sure, we'll say, can I call you back in 24 hours? Will you give me permission to call you back in 24 hours just to find out how you did? And we'll call back. Sometimes they say, no, I got it. Other times, no, we'll have to help them again to get connected. So that's why it's really, the people that work here don't get paid very much money, Bob, but they're here because they believe in the cause. And so they are determined to get that person connected to the service. And the most frustrating area, when we talk about Lanark and in the rural areas in Eastern Ontario, is areas like shelter. Because, you know, in the bigger communities, there's shelters and so on, but people are homeless in Lanark as they are in all parts of Eastern Ontario. And so where we get frustrated is when we can't find something. And so we share that information of the unmet needs. We track everything. So I share with United Way, all United Ways across Eastern Ontario, I share with them, on a quarterly basis what the met needs are, but more importantly, what the unmet needs are. So you can identify the gaps and where we can, you know, services should be enhanced. I mean, the other area is mental health, which is, you know, a big increase in calls during COVID. You know, there's a real gap there. And as a matter of fact, my board chair is writing a letter to Ontario Health Team East, Ontario Health East, saying we should be taking some action to it. How are we going to address that problem for mental health?
It's wow. There's a couple directions I want to go in here first. Sure. And I think the first one that I'll ask, I started to formulate this question thinking, what services do you hook people up with? But I think that needs to be changed to, what other services do you hook people up to? Because you're really a service in yourself with everything that you've just described. I think that advocacy part is absolutely huge, and making people feel comfortable and making people feel like they have called a place where they're going to get help. Holy smokes, that's an incredible feeling for those people who may have been feeling hopeless just a few minutes beforehand, now feel like they have got some direction thanks to your guidance. So that's a service of itself. And congratulations for being able to do that.
Well, it's, you know, it's interesting. The comments we get gotten received, you know, especially over COVID, but even before that, is it great to talk to a live person? Just talking to you, I feel better. And, you know, seniors is another area, and especially in the rural areas, you know, you can even be more isolated. You can be if you're in an urban center. So we get lots of calls from seniors saying, I'm, you know, my spouse just passed away. I don't care if they've got $10 in the bank or $1 million. You're still by yourself as a senior. Your spouse has passed away and you don't have a big network and you're feeling really lonely. We will then connect people to, there's most in all, pretty well all communities, there's, you know, some seniors group or so on that we can get them connected with so they can start you know, developing a bit of a network. So that's the kind of thing that we do. And you know, another example I can give you, a quick story. I had a call, there's a call actually that came in well, a couple of years ago now, a gentleman, and he was talking to one of our community navigators, and he wanted to know about our governance structure, which of course the community navigator didn't know. So I was here, so she put me onto him, and it was really funny because, first of all, we got on and he chatted, and he said, you know, I'm over 65, so I went right back and said, oh, so am I. So we laughed about that, kind of broke the ice. And then what we did, it turned out that he'd just come back from his doctor. He had to have a knee replacement. He lived in a little house in the rural area, had just a small pension, but the doctor said, you have to have somebody there to look after you for 3 weeks after you have the knee operation. And he said to me, I don't have any money to do that, so I guess I can't have my knee operation, but it's making me almost immobile, so I'm really stuck. So we were able to connect him to an agency that was prepared to help him with that recovery care for those 3 weeks. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, where do you start? I mean, he could make 10 phone calls to try to find that service, right? And he made one phone call. And so that's the kind of work we do. And that's what I love this job. I've only been here 4.5 years, Bob. I worked in a whole different area before. And I heard this asked about whether I'd be interested in this job. And I said, I read the thing. I said, this is helping people every day. I get up every morning and say, we are going to be helping people every day, you know, today, all day. So it's a wonderful place. And I'm very lucky to have a wonderful team of people that I'm working with.
We're talking about 211, which is that incredible service that you just need to dial into if you're looking for some help and you can't think of where to go to get that help. I wanted to ask you, what are some of the services that some of the more common? You've talked about shelter, you've talked about food. You know, these are some of the most basic necessities. What are some that people may not think about?
Oh, that's a good question, Bob. Nobody's asked me that one before. I would say, again, it's probably the best way is a story. A young mother arrived here in town and just before the bus station closed and called the 211 from the bus station. And she said, I've just arrived from a major Canadian city to escape physical abuse. And Celine, who was taking the call, she could have heard her baby. She said, have you got a baby with you? And she said, oh, no, I actually have my triplets with me.
Oh, my goodness.
3 years old. And I used all my money to get here to Ottawa. I have no money and I have no place to go. So what we did is we know the agencies, we called an agency and they said, yes, we can have somebody there in 20 minutes, stayed on the phone with the young woman till the person from the agency got there. And they took her and found her shelter and, you know, all the things that she required. So, you know, that's something you wouldn't think would happen. The other very interesting one, a young teenager is in a public library in the children's section on a chat with us because she's been left her home, with a fight with her parents, and she's ended up being picked up by a pimp, to put it bluntly, and she's trying to escape. And she's deathly afraid because he's threatened he's going to kill her and her parents. So we were able to connect up the Children's Aid and the police to go there to help her, to get her the help and her to escape that situation. So it's somebody calling where's the nearest food bank to that kind of story. So it is a very wide range of things that that people call us for. And I just, my goal in life, I told my my board, Bob, before I leave this job, everybody's going to know about 2-1-1 just like they know about 911. It's just automatic. It's going to take some time because we never had enough money to do a big marketing campaign because we, you know, we get money from the Ministry of Community and Social Services and from United Way and from the City of Ottawa, the City of Kingston, other some municipalities give us money directly as well. But with, that just keeps the you know, lights on and the wheels turning and answering the calls and keeping the data. We need to tell more people because if we get people the help sooner, it will actually save government money in some cases. You know, so that's my mission in life, if I can put it that way, to get everybody to know about 2-1-1. That's why I'm so glad to be here today.
Well, we're very pleased to have you on here. There's no doubt about it. And certainly putting out the good word about this incredible service that is out there. And I mean, you mentioned Ottawa, you mentioned Kingston and so on. We want to reiterate that this is here in Lanark, yep. Leeds and Grenville. If you need any of the services that we've been talking about, or even any that I'm sure there's dozens and dozens more in your database that we haven't even touched on, people can just call 2-1-1. Yep. That's incredible. And I love it when there's an organization that will deal with incredibly difficult situations like a couple that you've described. And then you're dealing with something very heartwarming the next day. And then a next call could be something that takes 20 seconds. You give a number to somebody. It's so diverse. It's so varied. You must love your job.
Well, I don't take the calls, but I love my job because I passionately believe in it. And I just love getting out there and sharing the stories. I do presentations to seniors groups before COVID that was in person. You know, I was in Verona, which I didn't even know where Verona was, to be honest to our friends. From Alexandria to Smith Falls to Madoc, I've been to all those places. And that's great because I'm a small town guy myself. And it's just to really connect with people. Been doing it virtually for the last 2 years. And I'm looking very much forward to being able to go back and do it in person, hopefully quite soon.
Excellent. Well, if you're ever in Perth, you let us know and we'll have you in person and have another conversation about this service, which I think is just incredible. And I want to thank you very much for being here today, John. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. And you know, normally this is when I say, so if people want to access the service, what's the phone number?
It's simple. 2-1-1.
There you go.
When you don't know where to turn, call 2-1-1.
There we are. John, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Really enjoyed our conversation today.
You're welcome.
Our guest today on In Focus, John Hoyles, who is executive director of 2-1-1 East. We've been talking about that incredible service. If you don't know where to turn, call 2-1-1. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.